So, well, very good morning and welcome to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, which is obviously on a Thursday, but in a bit of magical time travel and stuff, we're producing some stuff for this Thursday from the 134th Lincolnshire Show Day 1. And not only is it the 134th Lincolnshire Show for 2018, of course, we've also got another newbie on the outside broadcast location team, Midweek Drive, actually. That would be Christian Arkabowicz. Christian, your thoughts as we sit here in the media centre of your first ever Lincolnshire Show?
Hello. I'm looking round. Hopefully the weather holds up, but it is. I'm looking forward to the day. It should be good.
And just considering the whole notion that we have flooring within the press area, who better to actually speak to than the press steward extraordinaire, who is greeted like an old friend by so many of our colleagues in the press, and quite rightly so, because he's one of BBC Lincolnshire's finest, and of course the farming programme would not be the same without him. Alan, good to see you as ever.
Absolutely, it wouldn't be the same without him, because it wouldn't be there, I suspect, but that's another matter.
Sage words indeed. Alan, as I look behind you at the Lincolnshire Show map, once again I can see an outstanding range of activities taking place. There are folk coming here because it's the centenary of the RAF. There are a whole stack of other exciting things that are actually there. Weather-wise, though, although this is being broadcast on day two of the Lincolnshire Show, we're here at day one. Couldn't be better as far as cattle and livestock are concerned, I would have thought.
No, absolutely perfect. It's a little bit overcast, nice cool breeze blowing around. The last thing you want for the livestock is a really hot day. We had a show 2 or 3 weeks ago where the sheep were a little bit distressed by the temperature, so you have to be a bit aware of that, certainly. But no, looking absolutely perfect at the moment.
Now, the first words that our newbie reporter from the Midweek Drive this year, Christian Arkabowicz, actually said was he was impressed by the size of the showground. I mean, is that something which is still going over that whole thing? Because you're thinking it's like a pop festival.
Yeah, when I look at the map as well and see how many different activities there is as well, I'm still trying to get over the actual size of the place, but it's looking to be a really good day.
It's one of the bigger and better showgrounds. We did not want to go sell a little bit of land off, but we acquired some more just to make sure we remained the same size as far as the show is concerned.
As one of our regular correspondents, who hopefully will be joining us later on today, Lou Bevan, would actually say, the beauty of the Lincolnshire Show is that, as we've said frequently to Jane Southall and, of course, Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, you manage to get that balance right between evolution and revolution, so far as there's a consistent quality that's actually around, but at the same time, it's not suddenly becoming something which is unrecognisable to the rural and agricultural communities.
No, I think you're right there. I mean, this is my 38th consecutive show, and fairly obviously, whoever was at that one in 1980, the first one that we came to, would recognise the show. There's new buildings, new premises, but basically the livestock are in the same place.
You recognise yourself, Alan, because you haven't changed at all, I've heard.
Well, I could show you a photograph of him from those days.
That's kept in your attic, though. We don't talk about that photograph.
No, we keep it alongside the one of Debbie Wilson, who was on the showground at exactly the same time as I was in that first year.
Yeah. Sometimes, honestly, it's just too much to sort of counter. Christian, any other questions or thoughts?
No, at the moment. No, I can't really think of anything.
I'm always unsure, actually, Alan. Do we start off with livestock? Do we start off with lifestyle? I'm going to actually put you on the spot. I'm going to give you that tremendous responsibility of deciding where does Siren Radio actually go first on day one of Lincolnshire Show. Do we go lifestyle? Do we go livestock? Livestock or lifestyle? Where are you going to send us?
Oh, I think you better go round the main area here and just meet the main people who are involved in the show. You've come to the right place. This is where you come to start the show. If you have anything to do with media, you need to be in the media tent, or, as everyone sensible calls it, the press tent.
So essentially, you're actually saying both livestock and lifestyle all in one media-contained package.
Yes, the livestock within this tent is the most exotic, but apart from that, yeah, it's fine.
Ah, the wonderful sounds of sheep can only mean we're actually in the pig area. No, it is the sheep area. You're listening to Siren Radio, Midweek Drive Morning Edition. And we're delighted now to, after having had the joys of Alan Stennett in the press area, speak to our first official exhibitor at the Lincolnshire Show 2018, and that is...
I'm Pauline Johnson. I'm not actually an exhibitor. I've come to spin. Well, in the Lincoln Long Wool section.
Pauline, without the Lincoln Long Wool, presumably you would be made redundant. Talk us through what you're actually going to be doing on the show over the next 2 days.
We're going to be spinning Lincoln Long Wool lace.
I've often thought that the Lincoln long wool is the closest you can get to the Bob Marley of the sheep world.
Yes.
I mean, I often feel as though actually, I mean, the beast we're looking at present, really, all he needs is basically to sort of break into some reggae tunes and it's a whole new world. What is it about the Lincoln long wool that particularly appeals to yourself?
The character. The fleece.
Well, you are indeed, and as our social media folk would actually say, you're actually wearing something which you created yourself, presumably.
Yes, from my own sheep fleece.
And it works on that. Christian, thoughts and questions?
How long did it take you to knit the fleece? Like, what the fleece that you're wearing at the moment?
A long time. It's experimental.
So, I mean, roughly, are we talking a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Months.
So it's something to keep you busy during the winter time, presumably.
It's not actually spun. It's just locks pulled out and twisted, then knitted.
Now, you're front and centre of the sheep exhibitor here. Again, just talk to us through what you've actually brought along today to actually demonstrate your spinning.
Well, what we've brought today, we have a bag of carded fleece. If you'd like to have a look. This is what's known as a bat.
And actually, going from obviously our friends at the sheep show, we see that obviously going to the shearing the sheep, and this is complete. All this has actually come straight away from the Lincoln long wool.
Yes, it's washed and carded, and it's ready to spin.
This is just one of the reasons, of course, why the British Empire was built on sheep and gin.
Yes.
The two sort of essentials. Christian, thoughts? Very impressed, Pauline, actually getting the material out here, actually building as we go along here. I see we've actually got some cuddly toys, cuddly sheep-based toys, which obviously fit in every way, shape or form from that point of view. And showing, I suppose, the range of material that you actually get from sheep, etc. And, of course, the matting side of things.
Rugs made out of Lincoln.
So it's all good to go. How many Lincolnshire shows have you actually done, Pauline? Or is it a case of they just faded?
No, I don't know.
A fair few. Pauline, it's been wonderful touching base with you today. I'm sure we'll come back to catch up with you later. And meanwhile, more power to your spinning elbow.
Thank you.
The Boston Crop Sprayers Limited Company, something without which the Lincolnshire Show would be just a little bit poorer, as I've said many times with lots of these exhibitors. But we're delighted now to be able to speak to, from Boston Crop Sprayers, the fabulous David Hildred.
Good morning. Yes, we're here again, once again, and this year we're very much themed on the 100-year anniversary of the RAF. It's something that's very dear to my heart, so as you'll see, we've made lots of effort and memorabilia, and we look forward to a good show.
I'm hugely impressed, David, with the range of materials you've got there, from authentic RAF uniform material there through to obviously flying the flag, lots of poppies there, the 214 Squadron Valiant, lots of really things. I mean, you've even got sandbags. I don't think the flooding is that necessary, and I don't think we're actually due for any strafing runs. Well, hopefully not anyway.
Yeah, well, the sandbags keep angry customers at bay. We can hide behind them.
I can't imagine Boston Crop Sprayers having any angry customers, but anyway, let's move on. Christian, your thoughts on the stand?
So, what do you sell? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, we have our main part of our business is machinery sales. We have a depot at Boston, one at Wisbeach in Cambridgeshire, and one in Bedfordshire. We also do contract spraying. We run a Bertu self-propelled sprayer, and we do soil sterilizing, which takes us all over the country. So quite diverse, but machinery is what we're focused on here, because obviously the contracting is a little bit more localized.
And back in the 20th century, David, when you were at school and your careers person said, "What do you want to do, young David Hildred?" did you actually say, "I want to work for Boston Crop Sprayers"?
Well, when I left school, I went off and did my own thing. But Boston Crop Sprayers is a family business. It was started by my father in 1955 when he was still in the RAF. And growing up, really, that I was wanted to do, but I had 14 years away doing my own thing, and then when my father had Parkinson's disease at about 58, I came into the business just over 30 years ago, and I love it, really. It's dealing with farmers and agriculture, it's rewarding.
Well, back in the days of the RAF, any good captain obviously knew that he had to sort of have an excellent crew, and it seems as though the crack team you've actually got setting up the stand as we look around at present is actually in full force, from the young lady who's actually setting in the parasol or the umbrella system there, right the way through to the gentleman who's actually carefully, I thought for a moment he was a FIFA World Cup referee there, actually sort of spraying the line, but no, he's actually doing the RAF symbol there. Would you like to name some names, please?
Yeah, well, that's my wife, Sally.
Hello, Sally.
Sally Hill.
Morning.
And that's Andrew Howlett, and he's the main show coordinator for us.
Hello, Andrew. Morning. There we are. You see, show coordinator. He's still busy. He's working through the process, yeah. And stuff.
And Andrew and his father are responsible for all of these lovely flowers and the effort that goes into making the stand looks so good. We just turn up and look pretty.
Do the media interviews, obviously. This is important. We'll be having a whole range of tweets and things coming through from that point of view. Shameless plug for Boston Crop Sprayers Limited. What's the easiest way to get in touch with you? Is it you go to the website?
Yes, we have a website. Our machinery is on the website, www.bostoncropsprayerslimited.co.uk.
David, have an awesome 2018 Lincolnshire show. I know you will. See you in 2019, if not before.
Lovely. Thank you very much for your time.
David, you've just actually announced something which obviously all husbands will remember, which is the date of their wife's birthday. It happens to be...
I wouldn't dare possibly say, but it's 21 plus a little.
Oh, no, I was just saying, the date is Sally's birthday today. Thank Sally, you. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. It's just a shame I'm having to work on my birthday, but what better place to be, really, than the Lincolnshire Show?
Sally, you've just taken the words from the script perfectly from that, but I'd sing happy birthday, but I think we'll ease away from that point of view.
That one, yes. Too early that time. One. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Just about to actually check out some of the art galleries that are actually around as far as the Lincolnshire Show 2018 is concerned. But great news, Christian. Shaylee's arrived. Yay!
Hey, Christian. Hey, Alex.
So Shaylee, you're very well turned out. I'm very impressed. We're wearing Shaylee, as you'll see on the Facebook photographs of images, wearing a wonderful, a navy blue number.
Nice, yes. And I've got some jazzy boots on today as
I'm
well.
Very impressed. Exactly. It's all sorted through there. So this is your second Lincolnshire show, Shaylee.
It is
And you're here for a full, glorious 2 days. You've got your wonderful sort of social media networkers package. What are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to everything. I mean, I walked past the sheep show that we saw last year, and I can't wait to see that again. Hopefully it's going to be good weather as well, although it's a bit overcast today.
Christian, we've had a little wander around interviewing some of the folks so far. What have your initial thoughts been?
Again, we just went to the sheep and everything, and I've never actually been next to a sheep before, so I quite enjoyed it as well. It was quite something, yeah.
You should stroke them, because you expect a sheep to feel soft, but unfortunately it's not. It's quite wiry.
It's one of the reasons why we restricted ourselves to Pauline and her already treated fleeces, which is very important. Okay, we'll be out and about shortly. I see Ed and Ryan are also on duty as well from that point of view. So the team is gradually assembling, and great fun things will be manifest on this, as I say, the Lincolnshire Show 2018. With the words "apart from the oyster catchers which keep us awake at night," we're delighted to welcome artist extraordinaire, the one and only
Kay Johns.
Kay, it's fantastic touching base with you. When last we spoke, of course, it was a fairly cold day in Harrogate.
Yes, probably the coldest show I've ever done in 27 years.
Really? Yes. Oh, maybe I'm getting more inured to that. I didn't think it was that bad first. I thought it was just a brisk, actually, but never mind.
I think it's when you're standing still for like 3 days on the trot. It's pretty chilly.
The Harrogate Spring Flower Show. Already booking now for the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show, although tragically without Kay Johns. Never mind. There's always a great Yorkshire show. Kay, you're back at Lincoln in a stand which effectively is just superb. Christian, I think you were amazed when I actually pointed out, yes, Kay actually does all of these masterpieces herself.
Yeah, when we were walking back, I looked in and saw how many paintings there was in here, and I thought it was a showcase of loads of different artists. I didn't realise it was all just one yourself.
Yeah, apparently I'm quite prolific. But I'm obsessed with painting and always have been. And with the help of my partner David Ball, who's the publisher and the brains behind the operation. People always say it's always the artist, but no, every artist needs a David.
Michelangelo being very much to the fore there, but at least no, David isn't actually taking the Michelangelo pose today, because that would be just too much, really. Shaylee.
How many pieces have you brought with you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've probably got about 300 different images, but I've got 30 new pieces, which is most of my showcase this year. There's probably about 150 paintings on display here, all offered in four different sizes.
Nice, really cool. And I've just had a look at the dogs, because I am a dog person massively. Are the dogs painted after real-life dogs that you've seen or you know?
Yes, a lot of the images, I actually take photographs of people's dogs when they come into the marquee, if I spot a different, particularly beautiful one of its breed. But also then I do a lot of research on that breed to make sure I'm getting the right pose for that dog.
I was going to use some photographs of Toffee and Tarka, who are the two guide dogs that effectively Minty Steed actually uses for that. I'm sure you can actually work wonders from that point of view. Any oyster catchers?
No, not yet.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. Christian?
I was just... The big paint of the cow, of that, how long did that take you to paint? I was just looking at it and I can't work it out with how many paintings you've actually done as well.
It's always difficult when somebody asks me how long does a painting take, because I usually work on three or four different paintings at the same time. Most of my images on the black are done in pastel, and the original of that particular South Devon bull is about 3 foot by 4 foot for the original, and I guesstimate about 30 hours work over 3 to 4 weeks.
Some of them are just so beautiful. I mean, have you always been able to paint like this, or is this something that you've sort of fine-tuned over the years?
I've always painted animals. I've never had the desire to paint anything else. My earliest memories of painting animals was at the age of 3, sitting on my dad's lap. By the time I started school, I could actually draw my house in 3 dimension, which surprised the teachers.
That's incredible. That's really cool. And do you have a website or where anyone can go when they're not at the Lincolnshire Show?
Yeah, we have a really good website. It's theeventgallery.co.uk. Very easy to use, where you can choose a framed or mounted canvas or paper in 4 different sizes very easily.
And the next port of call for the event gallery after the Lincolnshire Show?
We have 2 days at home to replace stock, and then we're straight off to the Norfolk Show, another home show.
I'm sure we'll see you there one of these times. Meanwhile, we'll probably catch up with you on day two. This is, of course, day one of the Lincolnshire Show 2018. Kay, as ever, a pure delight.
Lovely to see you again, too. Thank you.
In a few hours, we'll actually be joined by somebody who's going to be doing double duty. Not only will she be performing on the Lynx FM stage, she'll also be doing some reporting duties for us. She's the current Miss Lincolnshire, she is Chloe Rose. But who better than to actually talk a bit about Chloe Rose and the fabulous nature of Lynx FM? And of course, Lynx FM's very own answer to Miss Lincolnshire. Yes, it is the fabulous Sean Dunderdale. How are you, Sean?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, I'm wearing the Miss Lincolnshire outfit today, but you can't see it, it's radio, so that's good.
The beauty of the morning edition, it's truly sensational. Now, Sean, the Lincolnshire show with Lynx FM. Inconceivable. I mean, I've said that for a number of people today, but frankly, the stage, the performing stage, it's really proven to be a huge success.
Yeah, we've actually changed it this year. It's now it's kind of a performing marquee as well. So we've got a marquee area where we've got a pop-up radio studio, and people can come along and do what you're doing now. Try their hand at radio if they want, read the weather forecast and a bit of news reading, I think they're doing there. And you can take home with you a little bit of you doing the radio. And then we've got the live performing area next to it as well, with various singers through the day. Some bales of hay, so a little mini festival feel. And I think they've got a rodeo there as well, a sheep that you can try and ride if you want to have a go on it.
Well, Sean, I would have thought, actually, when it comes to that, having seen you at work for the Siren Advisory Group and having dealt with the likes of Andrew David, I would have thought, surely, bucking rodeos has got to be part and parcel of the whole routine.
Well, it is, isn't it? Especially a bucking sheep. I mean, why? Who wouldn't, you know?
Steady.
Yeah, okay.
To all sorts of other areas here, etc. Shaylee, questions for Sean from Lynx FM, because I know you've been electronically introduced, but let's carry on.
Hi there. So just first off, I actually applied for a job with you guys.
No, steady. No, I said, don't do that. The lawyer's
got on Monday. Start on Monday, yeah? Okay, I'll sign you up.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
thank
you. Verbal contract.
Nice. Verbal agreement. So how are you today?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Been here nice and early. Got here just before 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Because we've got our Lincolnshire Show radio, which is also broadcasting from the main ring, from our double-decker caravan. So, nice. Yeah, it's long days, but it's always good fun. It gets me out of the office.
What are you looking forward to the most today?
It's always a difficult one.
Because not Chloe Rose performing.
Well, Chloe, obviously Chloe performing.
It's a force of energy.
Absolutely. Obviously. She is Miss Lincolnshire. But from the main ring, we get to see what's going on in the actual main ring. And we've got, obviously, it's the RAF 100 here this year. We've got the RAF Falcons dropping in about 1:15. So looking forward to seeing them and just hoping they don't land on the roof of our van. So it's things like that. And what goes on in the main ring, the show jumping, everything, it's great to just sometimes sit back and see. But if the boss is listening, I'm working very hard.
Doing media interviews for other stations, yeah. Promoting the wonderment of the Lynx FM group.
No, I love the main ring, especially when they show all the cows and all the different cows and things.
Yeah, the livestock parade this afternoon, that's always a good one. And it's hosted by Sean Sparling, who presents our farming programme on Lynx FM. And he does it without any notes. If you watch him in the main ring, he walks around talking about all these animals and he has no notes at all, just him and a microphone. And he's got one of those photographic memories. You know, he'll have read up on it yesterday and he'll just be able to reel it off. It's amazing, really.
So is there any sense of competition, and we're not quite within earshot of Alan Stennett here, but is there a sense of confident competition between Alan and his sort of work with respect to BBC Lincolnshire and farming, and of course your aforementioned farming correspondent?
No, there's enough people out there to enjoy two farming programmes on a Sunday. I present one, Alan presents one. We kind of aim it slightly at different audiences as well, so you know, people enjoy it. And I know some people listen to ours and then will listen back to his, and some people listen to his and listen back to ours, so you know, you get double the pleasure.
It's just like one happy media based family. Chris, you know, any final thoughts?
When you were talking about Chloe Rose, what other acts is there performing today? Like, how many are there? And
yeah, we've got about, I think, half a dozen acts throughout the day, various singers. I think we might even have a juggler and like a bit of magic.
Works so well on radio, but these days, of course, multimedia approaches. It's not just all about the audio, it's about the visual as well.
If he's not a very good juggler, you'll hear him dropping things. So that's always a good way on radio. But yeah, so the whole host of acts. I haven't got the list with me, the full names, but I know from, I think, 10-ish, they'll be kicking off. And yeah, Chloe will be the star, I'm sure.
Is that through tomorrow as well?
Yep. Yeah. Both days, yep.